Secretary of State Colin Powell this morning met with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon in Jerusalem and soon after went to Jericho for talks with Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas. Powell flew to Israel this weekend, his second trip to the Middle East in as many weeks, to press for the American-sponsored roadmap to end violence between Israel and the Palestinians. NPR's Linda Gradstein joins us from Jerusalem. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Leanne.
What have you been able to learn about the meeting between Secretary Powell and Prime Minister Sharon?
Well, the two men held a news conference after the meeting, and Secretary Powell said that Sharon outlined a series of steps to ease restrictions on Palestinians that he called promising and helpful and that show Israel's commitment to the peace process. He did not detail what those steps were. Secretary Powell was asked specifically whether he asked Prime Minister Sharon to dismantle illegal outposts on the Israeli-occupied West Bank, and Secretary Powell dodged the question, saying the issue came up and they will be discussed further. Israeli officials say there will be some easing of restrictions on Palestinians, but that any more serious gestures will come during Prime Minister Sharon's meeting with President Bush in about 10 days. Prime Minister Sharon said that the time for promises is over and he wants to see real steps from the Palestinians.
And what will be the thrust of Powell's talks with Palestinian Prime Minister Abbas?
Well, Secretary Powell made a strong statement saying that the United States wants to see what he called rapid, decisive actions by the Palestinians to dismantle the terrorist infrastructure. He said without that, U.S. efforts will fail. Now, Palestinian officials say that they are involved in talks with organizations such as Hamas and Islamic Jihad for a ceasefire. Israel has said that that is not good enough. They want to see a complete dismantling of the terrorist infrastructure. So that will probably feature prominently in the discussions that Secretary Powell is holding with Prime Minister Abbas.
Powell is not meeting with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. Why not? Is this a deliberate slight?
Well, yes, it is. And Secretary Powell was asked about that specifically, and he said, quote, "We recognize that Arafat is still there, but we will not be working with him."
Do you get the sense that Israeli and Palestinian officials think the roadmap to peace is going to work? What are the sorts of problems do each side have with it?
Well, each side is skeptical that the other side really intends to fulfill their commitments. Prime Minister Sharon has said that Israel doesn't want to hear words anymore. He wants to see a complete disarming of the terrorist organizations. They want Yasser Arafat out of the picture. They want an end to incitement on Palestinian radio and television. They want Hamas and Fatah senior officials arrested. They want illegal weapons collected. On the Palestinian side, they say that Prime Minister Sharon has not even officially accepted the roadmap. They want to see an end to settlement activity, these outposts dismantled. They want international observers put in place. They want Israel to commit itself to end house demolitions and assassinations of top Hamas figures and to free Palestinian prisoners. The roadmap at a later phase also calls for a complete cessation of Israeli settlement building, including what's called natural growth. In other words, no building at all under any circumstances. They want to see all these things happen. Now, observers on both sides say that it's unlikely that Secretary Powell will get anywhere near this. But the American position is that both sides need to get started to change the situation on the ground. Once there are concessions from both sides, a new dynamic will be created that may allow some of these things to happen.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem. Linda, thank you very much.
Thank you, Leanne.